Well, most of it goes to Spencer because he is our so-called mic backer or our signal caller out there. He controls first, second, and third down for us.
Where do you think John is, Beeson? Do you think he may be in the mix this week?
We are going to incorporate him in our defense this week. We have certain packages that he will be involved in. Obviously, you know, he's only been with us for a couple of days, but we felt like it was important to get him involved as soon as possible.
What's impressed you about him the most at this point?
You know, the first time we had a chance to see him live was today, and his inline quickness kind of stood out right off the bat. He's an intelligent football man. We had a jog-through practice yesterday, and so his ability to communicate with the players and to come out and have good knowledge of what a 4-3 defense is and where to fit was impressive.
How about him possibly making the calls at the mic? Are you just going to leave that up to Spencer, or because the mic usually makes those calls?
Yeah, we have a plan involved. Okay, you know, some of it is some of it he can handle, some of it he can't. So he'll grow with the system.
Is that a spot that's where you'll use him? Is it the mic as opposed to outside?
Yes, we'll use him as a mic linebacker. No question. Yes.
Okay. Can he play in your nickel sets if you have two linebackers, or is that still?
He can, and he probably will. He can, so he can play in that spot as a middle linebacker. Again, we've only had him for a couple of days, so with a short week, a short preparation week, how much information can he digest and how much can he continue to spit out and spit out correctly? We're still working with him on that.
When you prioritize shutting down LeSean McCoy and you guys pull it off, is it frustrating then to look at big picture and see how things turned out, knowing that you did so well and what you wanted to accomplish against McCoy?
We accomplished some things in the run game with him because he's always a dangerous guy. But the big picture is, you know, you didn't get the job done.
How's Corey doing? And with all the injuries at the position, how worrisome are the size of those wideouts?
We're hoping day to day with Corey. You know, he said he felt much better today. Obviously, I don't think he'll be ready this week. We just have to go by what he says from day to day.
How do you assess how Tremaine played?
I thought Tremaine responded very well in the ball game Sunday. He had one play that was a makeable play for him, the 56-yard catch that if he would have taken another step and attacked the ball, he would have. I thought he would have either knocked the ball down or gotten a turnover for us. But I thought he responded extremely well, and that's a frustrating thing because he came in. I thought he stepped up. I thought he stepped up against Kansas City, but we have no W to show for it.
With Cutler, you know, Sirica 2009. I mean, he was really one of the elite quarterbacks, and he went into a little lull there. But now he seems to be back. Would you agree?
Yes, I would definitely agree. I think that, you know, he has some really nice weapons, you know, with his two big receivers and then Bennett being a tight end and Forte. So I think he has some nice weapons around him. And, you know, there's no reason why, you know, he should not return to his form.
You guys played a run of mobile quarterbacks the past couple of weeks. Is there any adjustment that guys have to make going to more of this kind of more pocket guy?
You know what? We got to go hit the pocket guy. But Cutler can run, too. You know, I mean, it's not like he's a statue back there. You know, just looking at the video and the tape, he'll pull it down. He'll go. He has mobility. You know, maybe not as mobile as Mike and some other guys that we play, but he does have the mobility to run the football.
Perry, I know you're waiting for Will Hill to get back, and he did, and he never came off the field. I guess was your plan. Just literally never came off the field. I mean, how surprised are you that the way that developed and how he handled it, do you think?
I thought he handled it extremely well. We didn't, you know, we knew we wanted to play him. We didn't think we'd play him that much, but we felt like he was playing well and that the chemistry that he had with the other guys was a good chemistry. And so we just didn't want to break it at that point in time and take him off for a blow. But he responded extremely well, in my opinion.
Did Hankins show enough to prove to you guys that he needs to be a part of this rotation now?
I don't think there's any question about that. I thought Jonathan responded well, too. As we looked at the tape, he had one particular block that he kind of got fooled on and they hit us on a run with, but that was a normal rookie mistake, but I thought Jonathan responded well in the run game.
Almost since the preseason, you've been rotating a lot of people through the linebacker position. I mean, how difficult is that, you know, week after week you're working with different people, it seems like?
Sometimes it's not by choice, you know. I mean, we've had some injuries, but, you know, we would like to have more consistency there. That would be ideal, but, you know, football is not ideal.
With Will back, does Terrell go back to the slot, or do you keep Antrell there?
We try to strive for consistency as much as we possibly can. We'll have a look this particular week that may be a little bit different, but not a whole lot different. So we'll play the best players, and we'll try to get the best matchups we possibly can get. Versus our opponent, and that's the way we kind of look at it from week to week of who plays those spots.